So my first question is about the significance of teaching. What has the significance of teaching been in your wider academic life?
I think teaching is probably, I think, the most important part of what I do. In the sense that it's about educating the next generation, both academics and also young people who are meant to be going out into the workplace. And also, it's a way of passing on the knowledge and skills that I acquired as well. So I actually think it's probably, to me personally, the most politically important part of what I do. I invest a lot of time and energy in my teaching, and I'm just weekly told to my colleagues that I need to disinvest in it because it's damaging my career, which is because I'm not publishing, I'm not doing the amount of research I should be doing, because I devote a lot of time to my teaching. And the short answer to that is, if I had to be an academic without teaching, I don't want to be an academic because it's part of who I am. I would feel I had compromised myself professionally if I didn't do the teaching too. However, I am in the middle of applying for a research fellowship, which should take me out of the teaching loop for 2, if not 3 years, because I need to work on my CV and work on my research because I am behind on that. So I feel very uncertain about what I should be doing because my identity is so rooted in the teaching as well as the research. But the teaching is probably more important to me at the moment. And it's also extremely pleasurable, but I'm being warned off and I find that very hard. It is just ridiculous that there is this imbalance. However, my father-in-law used to be an academic until he was made redundant, but he was at a new university, an ex-polytechnic, and the emphasis on teaching there was far more evident and the research was far less important. And he was in the opposite situation, where he wanted to concentrate on his research and didn't have the opportunity to do so. So I think it depends very much where you are sitting in the HE sector. Although the pressure for research is everywhere, it is felt more keenly in some parts of the sector than others. And yeah, for me the teaching informs the research I do. The research I do informs the teaching I do. And the two are in a tension and relationship with one another that can never really be solved. I don't feel you ever feel like you're doing enough work on either aspect. But we have one without the other. I think it's alternatively damaging to both.